All right, so give me the gist of the scam. And is it a new scam or has it been around for a while?
Well, puppy scams in general are not new. However, due to COVID, we are seeing the scam have new life, big time, big time. Lots more victims of puppy scams just because, people are home and they think they can take care of a puppy more, and so the interest of getting a pet has increased.
Okay, so what does the scam involve? What are they doing?
Well, people go online and they're looking for a puppy, or they may have seen an ad for a puppy on social media. And long story short, they will pay hundreds of dollars for a pet online and then never actually receive the pet.
So they will arrange to like have a pickup, and then is there nobody there, or how's that transpiring?
Couple of different ways. People will go online and they will engage in a conversation with a seller about a pet. A lot of times, they'll even offer to send them photos of a pet, and people believe that the animal is real. They wind up sending money different ways. Zelle and Cash App are new apps people are using to transfer money, as well as, the old-fashioned Western Union, to get the money to what we know are scam artists for the pet. In some cases, the scam artist will then say that, you know what, we need some special insurance to ship the pet to you, so they'll ask for even more money up front, except there is no pet and there is no shipping of any animal. So they wind up, in some cases, they're able to get credit card information from people, and it turns into a big, big headache.
Absolutely. Are you seeing like a jump in numbers of this scam around the holiday times? I know a lot of people give puppies and kitties and things like that as family gifts at Christmas time in particular.
Yes, absolutely. Holidays certainly has always driven some interest into getting a family pet, and then coupled with COVID, we're seeing that this pet scams are being reported as much as five times as many as we had in 2017 when we first did a study on this type of scam.
And what should people do if they fall victim to one of these scams? What is it that they can do for recourse? Or can they?
There's a couple of things you can do. There is a website called petscams.com, and they have a scam reporting tool, as well as the Better Business Bureau has a scam tracker tool that you can report it to. If you've used a credit card number, you're going to want to notify your credit card company that's been compromised. But to help avoid becoming a victim of a scam, you really need to see the pet in person. And if you're buying the pet online, you could even request like a video call with the seller, so one, you can see the seller and the actual pet. Since most scam artists are not likely to comply with, wanting to do a video call, it might help avoid the scam. And any pictures that you see of the pet, we will often do a reverse image search, and you will find that exact same photo listed on many, many websites, and that's also a red flag that this is not the actual pet. And then, as I mentioned, a lot of people are paying hundreds of dollars for these puppies online. And so, just do some research on what the average cost is for that puppy before you buy it. Of course, checking out a local animal shelter might be a good place to start if you're looking to find a pet.
Absolutely. And if people need more information about this scam and other scams, how can they contact you?
They can go to our website at bbb.org, or they can call us at 309-688-5124.